Third and goal. McCown getting a blitz. He's back. Throws. Barnage there. He's got it. Touchdown. You bet he's got it. He always gets it.
Oh, he is unbelievable. Gary Barnage with his sixth touchdown pass of the season.
Boy, that's a tough cover for tiny Tony Jefferson, isn't it?
That's been a tough cover for about five other guys, too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, really, what your height or weight is. It's tough covering it.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Well, welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Penn, conducted a phone conference today. Here is that conference.
As I said yesterday, a very quick turnaround. Players were in this morning for a flush workout and meetings to wrap up the Cardinals game. They'll be back later, late this afternoon, to begin our Cincinnati prep. It's essentially the same schedule that we kept last year for the Thursday night game. And part of that was turning the page quickly and getting to work on an undefeated team. The game yesterday, certainly a tale of two halves. Able to play in stretches, the team that we think we can be. It was largely in the first half, and then we all saw the result in the second half. It's frustrating because we feel that we're capable of being more consistent, and it didn't play out that way. As I said earlier in the week, we need to be better for longer. And some of our issues had been in the first halves of games, and it's just something we will continue to address and to work on. Thursday gives us a great opportunity to change that as we enter the second half of the season. I don't have much of an update on injuries at this point. I've been in the film room, but we'll go ahead and we'll file in an injury report later today. I'll open it up.
Hey, Mike, injury is fairly subjective at times relative to McCown. What's the definition of healthy, as in he's healthy enough to play, relative to the fact that he's obviously banged up in certain ways?
Well, Josh is sore, and it's difficult this week, just given that it's a short week. So, I mean, he'll be day to day. We'll know a lot more when we get into tomorrow and into Wednesday.
Mike, can you say though if his rib X-rays were negative last night?
No, I'm not going to get into specifics. We'll see how he is the next couple of days.
Hey, Mike, at 2-6, is this the time to start putting some more fuel, some more fire under some of the coaches and players across the board? Kind of light that fire that, hey, we're 2-6 and we only got 8 games left. We got to make the most of this. Is this the time to start putting the fire to everybody a little bit and kind of hopefully spark something?
Well, we've been at that point. I think we've gotten to that point already. To me, it's each week, especially when you don't get the result that you want, that you need to reassess. And if that sense of urgency needs to get ramped up, I think you have to walk that fine line between doing something just wholesale and radically different, especially knowing that in a lot of games we've been close to getting the result that we wanted. But still, we have to do, like I challenged everybody last week, dealing with adversity, being introspective. What can I do different this week? And we had some guys step up and have better performances, and we fell short in some other areas.
In your opinion, do your guys need to go into a bunker a little bit relative to all the trade rumors that are out there in the locker room yesterday after the game? All the players knew about the rumors, so that much of what's in there. But do they need to be in a bunker, or how do they need to approach a disappointing record and some of the shrapnel that goes with it?
Well, the you know, unfortunately, that the way things are, that bunker doesn't exist. I mean, they're all exposed to it, and you just can't. That's just something you will address with the team. Just having that type of mentality, knowing that when things don't go well, this is what happens when it's an overreaction to losses or overreaction to our current state, and just having confidence in what we're doing, and knowing that we need to incrementally improve and do more of the little things right, and we'll get the result that we want.
Hey Mike, your running game, you basically traded Terrence West for Duke Johnson. Why do you think it's struggling so much?
It's a variety of things, but it's one we have not run the ball well consistently. We've hit some big runs, but just haven't consistently run the ball. And that's, you know, when you talk about having some issues on offense, that's part of the formula. Is you got to win on early downs running the ball to avoid third and long. We've done a nice job at times on third down, and we've had to overcome some longer yardages, and that's not acceptable. That's the challenge to the guys up front. That's the challenge to the backs. That's a challenge to the tight ends. Everybody involved in the run game. We cannot be one dimensional. If we're more of a pass team than a run team, so be it. But you can't be. To me, you can't live at an extreme end of either spectrum.
Hey Mike, short weeks are challenging to begin with. How much more so is this week, given Josh's situation with Dante and Joe with the concussions and facing an unbeaten Bengals team?
Yeah, no, it's a huge challenge, but that's, you know, and I have a feeling a lot of people, you know, outside of this building aren't going to give him much of a chance, and that's, to me, that's the beauty of sports. We get to go down there and play, just like last year, the similar circumstances, and we went down there and played one of our best games. So we know that when our minds are right. And you know, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, and playing at a high level, you know, emotionally and physically, that we can play with anybody, and we have to go down there with that mentality.
Hey Mike, is Hawkins still in the protocol, and is there any chance that Poyer could come back this week?
Don't know that yet. Hawkins is still in the protocol. Not sure yet about Poyer, but like I said, we'll file an injury report later tonight.
I think Duke Johnson only got one run, if I'm right. He's obviously got the ability to make some big plays. Have you rethought whether you need to not force getting him more carries, but make sure that he does somehow?
Yeah, Duke's a guy that's shown he can do. He can do some damage with the football, and I think that's on, that's on us as a staff to find more creative ways to get him the football, whether that's in the run game or whether that's in the pass game. But he's showing to be the guy that we thought he was, and I'd agree with that. We need to get him the ball more.
Coach, what was the reason for Bademosi maybe getting a little more playing time yesterday than Pierre Desir?
Well, Batty was already up in a package where he was playing. So the fact that he was already up and involved in the game and into it, that was an easier transition for us to just extend him into taking Hayden's reps, and then brought Pierre into take some of the package stuff.
Hey, Mike.
Bruce Arians said yesterday, they did not think they did a good job with Duke in the first half, and then they changed some things up in the second half as far as, just paying more attention to him. Was that part of the reason maybe that you guys kind of went away from him, or was it just the game plan kind of went a different direction?
No, I just think it was the way the game flowed. I never felt like there was a point in time in the second half where, hey, we can't go to Duke anymore.
Last year's game in Cincinnati, obviously one of your better games, relevant at this point in some way, and how?
Well, I just think going through the Thursday schedule, the short week schedule, and then going down there and playing well. I mean, the guys that were here, that should give them some confidence from a preparation standpoint. I thought we went down there very, very fresh, fresh and focused, and it showed up on the field. I mean, I think you can carry that over, but from a team standpoint, I mean, they're doing some different things. We are as well. From a football standpoint, you know, enough has changed. So I think you can put some stock in it, but not much.
Mike, with such a short week, are you prepared to say at this point that Joe Hayden and Dante Whitner won't play in this game?
Yeah, guys that are in the once they're in the concussion protocol, I mean, it would be difficult. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and rule them out as we speak, but they're in the protocol, and I think it would be extremely difficult for them to be cleared in time to play on a Thursday.
Mike, what did you see out of Campbell filling in for Dante, and what have you seen from him in practice all year?
IC has done some good things for us. I mean, he's does a great job in practice, whether he's playing scout safety, special teams. He's done a real nice job for Taves all year, and we were confident that given the opportunity that he would show up and make some plays. So that was good to see yesterday. That you know, I think his physicality is one thing that sticks out when he's out there. I thought he made some real nice tackles in space, and you know, he's not afraid to stick it in there.
What do you make of Hartline at this point after he obviously caught the two touchdown passes but had some key drops?
Yeah, nobody's harder. You know, nobody critiques themselves more than Brian, and he was upset with the drops. I was happy for him. Certainly with the two touchdowns, I thought they were he ran two great routes, and I thought Josh did an outstanding job of getting the ball to him, especially the one where they went max blitz, and he just backpedaled it, threw it to a spot. I thought Brian did a great job understanding, you know, the route and getting to where he was supposed to be, and the ball found
him. Hey, Mike, how do you respond? People outside the building watching the game, Browns customers, our readers, so on, are now saying that you are just not going to play Johnny Manziel no matter what. If that's true, why don't you play the other kid, Davis?
I'm not really sure that the line of questioning. I mean, to me, he's our backup. That you know, when our starter was hurt against the Jets, he came in and I thought did a good job, given the fact he hadn't gotten a ton of reps, and then he did a good job preparing the following week and went out and played well. So again, I don't, you know, part of that is maybe my own being bunkered in. I don't really get too wrapped up in what the outside perception is of our quarterback room, but I just know, you know, Josh McCown has done a great job for us. I think somebody told me yesterday we've have more passing yards in the first half of the year, the first seven games, whatever it was, than any other team in Browns history. So he's doing a good job playing the position. We feel good about where Johnny is and the direction that he's headed, and that those are just our circumstances.
Mike, go ahead, Jeff.
Have you ever been around a player that had two concussions within 3 weeks like Joe Hayden has?
I mean, I can't recall one off the top of my head.
I mean, how concerning is that? Sorry, Mary Kay.
I mean, to me, any time that the you know, concussions come up, it's always concerning to a coaching staff. Always, and you do everything you can to help prevent them. And I think the league's done an outstanding job in recent years with you know, recognizing the importance and the that's why they developed the protocol and that's why I think it's very cautious with getting guys back.
Mike, you've taken a ton of heat for not taking Josh McCown out of the game. When you watch the film again today, do you still feel you know, good about that decision of leaving him in?
Yeah, and we had a conversation with Josh today, and that like I said before, when they come, if a guy, you know, he's suspected of having an injury, I think our medical staff does a good job of checking him out, making sure they're cleared to go back in. And our players all know that if every situation where they know that they can't continue, that they should go down and get medical attention. And just looking at that sequence of plays, I still feel the same way that I felt yesterday.
Hey, Mike, at this point, do you expect Josh to practice tomorrow?
Well, everything that we're doing this week is essentially a walkthrough / jog through. So we have, other than the guys that are in the concussion protocol, we will expect all our guys to be out there at practice. But we'll know more tonight and more heading into tomorrow.
Hey, Mike, I'm curious if you addressed the team at all about the trade rumors that were circulating before the game yesterday. And also, as you watched the tape today, did you notice maybe some of the guys that maybe weren't as focused, maybe had other things on their mind as you watched the film, the guys particularly that were?
No, these guys are professionals. I didn't notice any lack of focus because of some rumor that came out in the morning of the game. And as far as, we have not had a team meeting yet, so we'll address the, I'll likely say something in tonight's meeting. And I just think it's a function of when you get close to the trade deadline and things aren't going well, people outside the building want to, put two and two together and float stuff out there. But I feel the same way about it. It's part of being in the situation that we're in is dealing with adversity, and this is just part of it.
Hey, Mike, a lot of teams that struggle get to a point where they decide it's time to take a look at younger guys like a Manziel or a Gilbert, just to throw their names out there. Obviously, you're not at that point. How do you kick that around in your head as to how to go about that thinking?
Yeah, I think you take each week as it comes, and I think you answered the question. We're not at that point, but it's a valid question. And like I said, when we get to each week, and especially with some time off coming up, we'll certainly hit the reset button and see where we are. And each week brings a new challenge, a new set of circumstances, we're just not ready to say we're at that point yet.
That's head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. When we come back, final thoughts from Matt and I, plus we'll hand out our game balls for the Cleveland Browns and the Arizona Cardinals on CBD.